Stay down. See? Told you I'd get them. Huh? And what's it to you? You want my name, huh? Why? What are you gonna use it for, huh? I don't even know who you are. Don't tell me this is you shooting a shot. Right after I beat up 12 thugs. That's some guts. Don't know if it's in a good way, though. So? Why? The one thing everyone who's always asked me out never got right was why. Why the hell do you care? What's it to you in the first place? You just fall for my looks. Is it something that simple? Not really judging if it is. Why would I waste my time? Oh, think I don't have something better to do? Cute. Pointless, though. You're not gonna get any points that way. What? Just gonna give up there? I'm almost surprised that you'd give up so soon. Guess not, huh? So, how am I supposed to take that? Thought you were into me. Not had it out for me. Well, now. That's it. That's all you have to say. I don't know whether to be impressed or ashamed that I thought you'd say something more meaningful. I'm fine. It's a weird question to ask someone after you almost beat my shit up. Suit yourself. You want to go home together? Then we go home together. I said, it's nothing to worry about. Besides, if a small punch from you, sure, add some pepper in there. But if that punch could get me, wouldn't all the rest have? Don't underestimate someone who's used to fighting. You may be used to it too. Not gonna discredit that, but I'm definitely not giving you credit until I see some fucking proof. Hey? You never answered the question. Why are you doing this? What could you possibly see in me? Getting real quiet. When you're asked the questions directly, is that it? Easier to punch someone? Okay, point taken. You punch before you ask, and after, and in between. Yeah. That smile tells it all. Damn, hitting me where it hurts. You know, that's hella childish, right? What are you, in grade school? Punching someone you like. That tactic, that's kind of embarrassing, ain't it? But you got a good punch, so I'll kind of forgive it. So first love, huh? Don't even know why. I get that. Love is messed up, ain't it? Didn't think it would make you want to punch me. Well, it adds up. All the same to what I thought it was. So, I guess that's that. You don't know why you find me as your first love. And I don't know why I should care. I don't know what love feels like, because it's a shitty word. Everyone throws out that word like it's nothing, or they never say it in their life. One or the other. Either way, it's full of lies. Full of emptiness. It's the point of saying a word if you don't mean it. It's the same. Why would you live if you never actually meant to do anything with it? Is that too harsh? I don't mean that people who are aimless don't have a chance. They do. They have lots of them. I'm only saying the people that give up halfway. They gave up their chance. They handed it right to those pearly gates that they hope exist when everything's over. What if they don't? Even as a kid, I thought that. What if they don't? That's why you gotta live every day like it's your last. Don't you think it's better that way? Not a bad answer. At least for someone who's currently in that perplexing situation. You don't even know why. Interesting. The more I hear about that, the more you seem like an actually honest person in love. Go figure. Didn't think those existed. If I feel anything looking at you, well, you're kind of easy on the eyes, I guess. Hey, don't push it. Just because you snuggle up to me doesn't mean I'm gonna magically develop feelings, you know. That's not how this works, right? Just like you don't understand it, I sure as hell don't. And what of that? What you gonna make of it? What you gonna do about it? That's what really matters. You have any plans? You gonna somehow wrap me around your finger? Get me to be your husband someday? No, nothing so vibrant like that, huh? No, I'm not disappointed. I think it'd be neurotic if you were able to think that far ahead from a first love. Don't you know these usually don't work out? No, not trying to dampen your mood, and you don't need to put your fist up like that. Can't really defend myself right now. I'd like to avoid... More kidney punches, please. Put it down. Yeah, good. Okay. Now speak. What is it you really want with me? I get that part. But beyond that, you stayed there. You let me fight that fight. You watched everything that happened. Didn't even help me. Why is that? You clearly can fight. Now I feel kind of silly about the whole thing. Nobody ever defended you? That sounds like a storybook. So I guess I'm your Prince Charming, huh? Never thought I'd utter those words. No, I'm not disappointed, just confused. I mean, think about it. You've only met me, what, half dozen times? We only just got sent to the same place, because we're both troublemakers. That's all I've got to go on. Well, that and the fact that you are probably one of the most gorgeous people I've ever met. I don't say that lightly. I say it how it is. I told you already, didn't I? Live every day like it's your last. Because it might just be. I knew someone once. It was their last day. Not to get morbid, but it put everything into perspective. The end of life isn't something to be trifled with, nor is it something to be fixated on and obsessed over. Live it while you got it. What's that smile for? Did I say something cool? Well, I'll take the compliment and say, for someone who looks so tough, you aren't a bad listener. Oh, come on, it's not that bad, is it? Please? Please? No, none of that. We've discussed that, and no more punches to convey things. I get it, okay? Easy does it. See? Can get along just fine without punches. Can't believe I'm saying that. Usually I'm the one scolded for punching people first. To think you'd have it worse than me. That's funny. It's nice to have someone to talk to, I guess. What? Were you expecting me to fall madly in love with you like that? Just like that? Really? Now, I don't know if you're out of your mind or I am. Because your nonsense, between the punching, the physical altercation, everything, you're kind of filling a gap in something. The weird thing is, it's like a gap I didn't know I had. I don't think I like this, so beat it. No, not me. Whatever. Come on then. What? We go separate ways here? Well, then I guess we go our separate ways and you can let go of my hand now. What do you mean I seem too okay with it? Well, we both have to go home, right? What? You make no sense. What? Why are you dragging me this way? This is towards your place, isn't it? Oh, Lord. You're crazier than I thought. So your intentions were this from the start, huh? Am I supposed to be impressed, disappointed, shocked? Kind of all of them. Don't know which one most, but why? You really see that much in me? First loves are serious, huh? Don't know if I agree, but don't know if I can disagree with that iron grip. So what? Wanna take me to your house and then introduce me to what? Huh? Interesting. You're alone there? Fine. I guess I don't mind it. That's something to kill time. Probably the hardest thing to kill. Don't you think? It's usually other people messing around. And they fuck around and find out. It takes a bloodied, battered person to lose that drive, right? You're neither bloody or battered, but can't say the same for me right now. Is that your angle? Gonna doctor me up? I can read you like a book. You're pretty terrible at hiding how you feel, you know that? When I call you out on something, you kinda just look away. Your face says it all. I can read your expression from back here, even if you face that direction. It's a secret. Why should I say? Besides that, what does it matter? Do you really think that I would say all my secrets? Wouldn't that just make you leave me alone? Shit, maybe I should. Is that what you want me to say? No, don't look so sad. Even I'd feel bad if you make that face. Shh, it's fine. I'm going along with it, aren't I? Could be worse. I could have ran the other way, thought you were crazy, and been done with it. Your first love would have ended right there. That, or you'd become obsessed, and then I'd have to run away from you. Or file a restraining order or something. Don't know which one's more likely. I just know I'm glad it's not quite that. Well, I'm glad you're not that kind of person. At least I think you're not. I don't really know you yet, and you don't really know me. But I guess that's some of the charm of first love, isn't it? Just no more grade school antics. Don't hit me because you like me, or I'll hit back. No. Fine. No more physical altercations. I've had enough for today. 15 people, 20 people. Seems like every day there's more. What's gonna be tomorrow? 50? What do you think? They always come looking. Once you get a reputation, they want to dethrone you from an imaginary crown that you don't even wear. A throne that nobody wants to sit on. Probably smells bad with how sweaty they are, too. You ever notice that? Not a single one of those thugs takes 5 minutes to wash themselves, and they smell like it. Like they haven't taken a shower or bath in months. And that's the worst part of it. You know, getting hit? Yeah, sure, it hurts, ow. But that smell, it'll haunt you for hours after. And then you have to wash up for long enough, and even then, they just go and get all in your space with that major BO. Sucks. Like I said, you're a pretty good listener. I can appreciate that. Though I suppose this time you were involved, so... I would meet you on this day. Wonder if it's something like fate. Never really cared for things like that. Always seemed empty. When everyone wants power, everyone only cares about it. Then it just seems like fate gets washed away. Or like it's high tide. And then what? High tide and you're left in a puddle instead of an ocean. Don't worry. You can just forget that one. Not at my emo phase yet. Petty. Me? Really? I don't think I've been quite that petty. Though I can see why you'd get that impression of me. Should I be more true to your memory then? Am I petty? Huh? It's here? Okay. After you. Huh? Wait, seriously? You live in this place? It echoes when we talk. That's enough to... Never mind. So... You want to elaborate on that before you patch me up? Have a seat. Fine. Huh? So I'm petty because of how I handled it? What's all this about a first love? And... how you should handle it. You're reading weird books. Is that what this is? No wonder you're so neurotic about it. Yeah, I'm complaining. This is literally How to First Love for Dummies. It's a book... Never mind. It's targeting dummies. Are you associating with that? You're kind of hopeless. You get me? I didn't think anyone would be silly enough to buy these. What's it say? How to know if your first love is really a first love. Chapter 1. If your heartbeat races when they're near. If when they look at you, they look at you in a way that you can tell is just for you. When the hell did I do any of these things? Again with the hitting. Aren't you supposed to be doctoring me up? Can't do that if you make new bruises on my bruises. Yeah, so I'm petty. Guess you fell for a bad one, huh? Guess this bad one doesn't really care about boundaries. Especially not about all this nonsense of hitting. Maybe I'll hit on you instead of hit back. That's kind of a cute expression on you. Back against the wall. Did you think I would? You actually don't look like you're gonna hit me from that. I'm almost a little disappointed. Almost. Shoving me down? That's new. Oh. Had to get to another cut and bruise. That stuff stings. Even to a seasoned fighter like me. No, not complaining. Just saying. Hey, what's with that look? You can't look me in the eyes. Don't tell me I tease too much. Well, I'm not gonna apologize for it. I think you've done plenty of teasing yourself. You understood what you got involved with, right? See? That smile's different. It's one that I'll claim because I caused it. Though it looks like you almost don't want to smile, but you were forced to smile by me teasing you. That's a funny little thing, isn't it? You're full of surprises, and I'll give it to you. For being the patient, you're quite fun to have nursed me back to health. Those reactions, they're quite the entertainment and distraction from the pain. What? Gonna get more upset? Yeah? Works for me. Even if you get angry. Even if you throw a fit. So what? That's it. Don't stop there. You're plotting something, I could see it. You're awfully close. Aren't you worried someone's going to come in and see us or something? No, don't tell me. You live here alone? Hey, are you sure you're okay? I know I can be a bit of a tease. Quite haughty and full of myself. That doesn't mean I don't care at all. I may not understand love, just like you don't. But I understand someone and down on their luck, you know. I felt that way. Basically never met half my family. Didn't want to. Ran away from things. Did things through people that actually gave a shit. Instead of ones that proved time and time again. It's only results they care about. It's only one mistake after another. Like the world leading me down that shitty path. One that I can't get off of. That's what I thought for a while. And then I started taking out my anger on everything around me. I started picking fights. I know I seem like some big hero, but I'm just a thug too. At the end of the day, I made the same mistakes as these fellas, just with better hygiene and a whole lot better looks. Did I make you smile again? Well, it's true. I wash once a day. I hopefully don't smell too bad, unless they got their stink on me. So be it. Well, at least you don't have to give me a shower. What's next, nurse? I'm not trying to tease that much. It just comes naturally, you know? Guess it's in my blood. Maybe I should thank or curse us bastards who brought me into this world. I don't hate them. Might sound like I do sometimes. Just don't know them. Ain't that the same for you? Well, whether you know them or not, the difference usually comes when it comes down to if you want to know them or not. As for me, I've got mixed feelings. I don't know much about what happened. Still figuring it all out. The world nobody sees. A place where fist fights are a walk on a sandy beach. And the most perfect day of summer compared to the depths of hell. That would be a normal day for them. Can't say more than that, or I'd put you in danger. Just know, the world ain't as simple as we make it out to be. And I'm probably not a good first love to have. So I'll apologize for that. Thanks for patching me up. I do feel better. And for what it's worth, you're not annoying. You are a little petty yourself, though. Funny you should mention me being petty. I'm barely petty compared to you. Huh? Got a problem with it? Well, what you gonna do about it? Live every day like it's your last, remember? So, what are you gonna do? Just gonna keep living like that? Just to breathe? Sounds boring as hell, doesn't it? Nah. I'm gonna make sure it's more than that. So what are you gonna do? Your answer's so half-assed. I couldn't help but laugh. No. Your resolve ain't half-assed. Just your wording. Like you were unsure of what to say right then and there. Truly a pathetic display. I'm half-joking. It's a starting point. And plus, you can only go up from here. Plus, your eyes look like you've been wanting to punch me for a while. So, I'll give you a freebie, since you patched me up. Okay. You're ready for it. Close my eyes. Do your worst. I'm waiting. Hey. What's the hold up? You sneaky little. Yeah, maybe I deserved something, but that was kind of a big deal, you know. No, I wasn't saving it for someone. Ain't that your first kiss, idiot? You keep with that attitude. Wasting it on good-for-nothings. You'll end up a good-for-nothing, too. No, I'm not complaining. Yeah, maybe I am being petty. Because neither of us understand what love's all about. But you just gave the first experience of something, and took one at the same time. Ain't that some kind of sin? I don't know who writes the books on this, but I don't think you'd be in this first loves for dummies thing. But, well, you can't ask that. You can't ask someone how their first kiss was when there's no precedent for it. I don't know what it's supposed to feel like. Hey, you're too close. Yeah, so I can't look at you in the same way. Yeah, maybe that buck's onto something. Damn it. Why'd my first love have to be like this? No complaints. I don't even get that. Damn. Fine. Suit yourself. Who's being petty now? Yeah, you. Big surprise there, ain't it? Almost like this whole time, I've been the one logically on the right side of things. Huh. Fancy that. What the hell does logic matter right now? You owe me something. How many punches did you get me? 3? 4? My last count. I guess I have to get revenge in a way that'll affect you. A way that'll affect you more than a fucking punch. This is what you want, isn't it? Tell me to go away. Come on, do it. Tell me if this isn't what you wanted. I'm still kind of pissed that I'm feeling something that might just be a first love experience. Damn it. It's not supposed to go this way. Ain't it supposed to be ups and downs, and you don't really know how you feel about them? You go back and forth. What am I saying? That sounds convoluted as hell. And would I really like that? Hell. I kinda like shoving you around. That's gotta count for something, don't it? Yeah, I'll be petty with you. I'll be petty so much that I make you mine. How about that? It sounded better in my head. Don't you dare laugh at me. I can hear it. You little shit. 1, 2, 3. You may not have hit me 5 times. And so what? What then? You gonna fight me over it? Patch me up just to break me down? That'd be some messed up stuff. Don't you think? Hey. If you are my first love, you gonna break my heart? Might as well get it out right now. If you're gonna, or if you're not. Maybe. Maybe is the weakest answer you could have said. So what? I'm just supposed to guess? I'm surprised. But at the same time, maybe we're perfect for each other. And that neither of us seems to know when to quit. And this stupid little mess we've made. Shut up. I said, shut up. This is all your fault. You took a cheap shot. You made me feel this. So take some responsibility and show me a proper first love. Idiot. So full of yourself even now. You're one hell of a piece of work. A sexy piece of work, but... Shut up. Shut up. This is embarrassing enough. Without you saying all that extra. Of course you would. Impatient little shit. You make my heart race. Just like that stupid book said. What are we supposed to do? Just be like animals? No. It's never that easy, is it? Shut up. I'm blaming you for everything. Got it. Whatever. It's fine. Ain't it? That the doctor's orders, then. No, not complaining, just wondering how you could be thinking while doing all that. It's interesting, you know, seeing you just like this. Not a single thing left between us. And it all feels perfect for them on a curve, living every life like it's your last. Every day, I mean. It wasn't that big of a mistake, dummy. No. I haven't lived multiple lives that I know of. You're not gonna let me live this down, are you? Who's the petty one now? Yeah, petty about kisses, too. Shut up. You're too full of yourself. full of openings, too. That's why I capitalized on that. Yeah. Doesn't it make sense, too? It's like a miniature war of the senses. First love versus first love. And what does it matter if I'm a better fighter? Doesn't mean I'll be a better first love than you. Truth be told, I have so little confidence. That doesn't mean I won't beat you. Keep that attitude, the same when you lose. What even is winning or losing at this point? It's just nature running its course. Fine. Damn it. Nah. We are not letting it end like that. That was too abrupt. And I can't have my first love end inconclusively. This isn't over. No. Follow me. Shut up and follow me. Come on. That's right. We're not finished at all. I figured the only way this could be done properly is if I return every feeling you've given me. Sure, you might have been in control just a few times, but I won't be satisfied until I've wrenched that control from you and I make you say my name. Don't look like that. Yeah, that's the look. I want to see at least that much feeling on your face. You're a really, really special girl. Shut up. It's not about the sentiment. It's about the fact that you can match my energy. And that, by itself, makes me want to do this. Yeah. Clothes were coming off anyways. So why should we stop halfway? Problem with it? No, of course you don't. Because you get what you want. Your whole goal was to charm me, wasn't it? Well, now that you've done it, take a look at your prize. Didn't take you one for oogling your first love, but guess even I have my unkempt desires. A sexy body for a sexy chick. Relax. Or don't. Something about you being up against the wall, being pushed to your limits, that doesn't seem like a first love kind of thing, does it? I don't care, though. I don't care about some stupid unwritten rule book or a guide for dummies. I'll figure this out with you. One messy mistake at a time. I love how you're breathing right now. Focused on it. Sticking your ass out like that. It really does suit you. Maybe not as much as my hands wrapped around you. You have a nice, nice body. And I want to explore it some more. A lot more thoroughly than that disappointing first round. Will you let me? Then hold on tight. Because it's gonna be one hell of a ride, baby. That's how it should be, right? Like that? No. Why don't we do it in a better place? Where I'll be able to hear you moan my name in the best kind of way, right? You gonna do it or be stubborn about it? Don't care which, because either way, being inside you, you're so tight. And the noises you make turn me on. Big time. You hear that? Where our bodies meet when they meet together. Easy does it. I don't want to come too soon, like I did in the first round. How embarrassing. That's right. Somehow fucking you over. This sink here. In the kitchen. Feels so fucking hot. Don't you think? Do I feel hot against you? Huh? Do I? Not so fast. Easy does it. Easy does it. Fuck. Yet so far away. I'm not gonna let you get that release, and I'm definitely not spraying your insides till I fucked you thoroughly enough to feel satisfied, until you're melting into me, until you can't think of anything or anyone else but me. What can I say? I'm petty. Yeah, you called it from the start, didn't you? I'm petty inside you too. Take this petty man who wants to make you lies as you will. But all this, you're all mine. You are all mine. Not so fast. Not over yet, but I can feel how ready you are. It's such a burst. Oh almost did I get you on the edge? Too bad. I'm not done with you yet. No, not yet. Give up on a first love till you break my heart. So don't go doing that if you want to keep me. And my looks of things, by how your hands reach back and you want me to pound you. You want me to be yours. You want to be mine. Things like that, right? I'll take that as a one-up on fucking nature. What then? Got something to say? I'm just gonna keep looking so fucking cute. Go ahead. Go right ahead. I ain't stopping you. You're cute. More importantly, you're mine now. That's what it means to be a first love, doesn't it? That or I've got some twisted view on it. Either way, whether I do or don't, does it really matter right now? You accept me, don't you? Otherwise, you wouldn't still be here. You would have probably left. Been all uppity about this. Used it against me, right? I'm kidding. But it wouldn't be the first time I've been backstabbed. But please don't be that person. I might be petty, but I'm mostly honest. Sure, you can say that much, right? Good. Then it's fine by me. If it's fine by you. To not understanding shit about love. To pettiness. And to the first of a bunch of things that'll probably have consequences later, but we're not thinking about it right